How do you overcome the suffering of life? How do you overcome the suffering of life? Be a better person. That's how you do it. Well, that's hard. It takes responsibility. And I think, you know, if you said to someone, you want to have a meaningful life? Everything you do matters. That's the definition of a meaningful life. But everything you do matters. You're going to have to carry that with you.
Do you realize that every day you thought you wasn't going to make it? Do you remember them days where you thought it was absolutely unbearable and you thought you wasn't going to endure that one?
I'm telling you, do me a favor. Just don't let it break you. If you get past it on the other side of it, it's going to be phenomenal.
The ultimate resources are emotional states. If you're creative enough, can you find the answer? Yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the breakthrough? Yes or no? If you're passionate, loving enough, can you get someone to help you? Yes or no? If there's no way that you're committed, can you find the money even if you don't have it? Yes or no? So I said, creativity, decisiveness, passion, honesty, sincerity, love, these are the ultimate human resources. And when you engage these resources, you can get any other resource on earth.
So if you don't put the work in today, if you don't do the unending, back-breaking work of developing yourself into something greater, the world is going to pass you by. The people that are going to own it are going to be the ones that did that work. And the one promise that I can make you right now is that somebody out there is outworking. Somebody right now is doing the things that I'm saying. Somebody right now is doing the work of failing and getting up and getting better and pushing themselves and triggering that glorious adaptation response that makes humans the apex predator. Someone right now, they're putting in that work. And if you don't, the future is going to belong to them.
So when you stop outsourcing your happiness, your validation, your support, all of it, and you bring it back in and you get responsible for it, when you're responsible, when you're the driver of your life, when you're not looking out to anybody else to fix it for you, you're the one that has to do the work. You're the one who has to push your own ass. You're the one who has to figure out what makes you happy. You're the one who has to figure out and become self-aware about what you need. And then you're the one that has to find whatever it is, the courage or being humble enough to ask for help.
And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward.
Anybody that you feel very strongly about, have some negative feelings about, let's look at some good reasons to forgive them. Number one, you must try and see what has happened or see things from that other person's point of view. Let's look at it from their point of view. That's one area. That's number one. Then number two, holding a grudge hurts you. It doesn't hurt them. So just for good health and peace of mind, let it go. Any feeling of resentment or anger or hatred is called to me the load of bitterness within. Every thought that we entertain produces a chemical in our brain that impacts the body's immune system. And besides, this person you're hating, they probably are not even aware of it. If someplace having a good time, don't even know you're really hating them. You've turned up the steam, gone from dislike to hate, intense hate. And here you are killing yourself, making yourself vulnerable to various types of illnesses, putting yourself in bad health. And I say that person is not worth your sacrificing your health or 1 minute of peace of mind. 1 minute of anger robs you of 60 seconds of happiness. So decide it doesn't matter. Let it go and experience the dignity and the magnanimous sense of character of being big enough to move on and get on with your life. Letting it go so you can grow. Next step. Lack of self-acceptance. How does it show up? How does it manifest itself? See, all of us have greatness within us. But when you don't come to grips with your greatness and you don't work to develop it, if you're not seeking it out, if you're not finding where it is, if you're not trying to locate it, if you're not experimenting with your life to try and find out what fits for you, I'm saying that you're positioning yourself to be a miserable person, an unfulfilled person. How else do we do it? Procrastination. We just put things off over and over and over again. Why? Because we haven't accepted it. We don't feel deserving. We don't feel that we're good enough. So we sabotage ourselves by not ever taking care of business. We get real busy doing a lot of things where we don't have any time. Well, I'll never forget Og Mandino in the book called University of Success. He said many of us never ever discover our greatness because we become sidetracked by secondary activity. We start doing so many things, we just give our time away until we don't have any time for ourselves or any time to do the things that we want to do. And every time you put it off and move it back, oh, I'll do it one day, oh yeah, I'm going to get to it. I'm saying to you that one day you look around and there goes a year, there goes 2 years, there goes 3 years. So is there something you want to do? Do it now. Do it right now. Don't put it off. Start right now where you are. There will never be a perfect ideal time. Whatever you have going for you right now, that's enough. Work on that idea. Work on it. Work on it. Work on it.
Decide, commit, act, succeed, repeat. The one thing that all the greats have in common is they sweat the small stuff. They pay very, very close attention to every detail. Michael used to sweat the details so much in his basketball game that it carried on into his personal life. The suit had to match the car he was driving that particular day. But what those details allowed him to do was to put him in the zone to be the best basketball player on that given night.
The dark side is something that's in everybody, but it's a situation that you have to control the dark side. If it controls you, that's when things start to go real, real bad. That's when you have a tendency to go to the to what I call the other side. But if you harness the fuel that's from that dark side, whether it's anger, whether it's fear, and turn that into positive fuel, it'll help you really succeed at whatever you're trying to do.
Empowerment is authority. It is a signed permission slip to actually seize the day. It's the process of getting stronger and more confident and more engaged. And to be empowered is to move through the world without any kind of fear or any kind of apology. And with these gifts comes an even deeper privilege, I believe, and that is the ability to take charge of your own life, to own yourself and claim your rights. And here's what I know for sure, that to whom much is given, much is expected. And I have been given so much. I've earned it, I've been blessed with it, but I've been given a lot. And that's why I've chosen to use my life to lift other people up.
What do you really want? Do you know most people can't tell you what they really want? They don't know what they really want. They have never sat down and got super serious, what do you really want? Because when it starts to come to you, instantly we're thinking, how can we do it? And we forget it. I tell a story about sitting down with a couple, Pat and John. They worked for Sun Life Insurance Company. I was a big contract with them when I was doing work. And they came and asked me one day, say, could we meet you for lunch or something? I said, okay. So I was sitting talking to them. And I talked to them for quite a while. And they were telling me how rough things were and it was going in the wrong direction. So I listened to them for a little while. I said, what do you really want? They had no idea what they wanted. But I kept pressing, what do you really want? Well, they were living in a basement apartment in somebody's house. They wanted to have their own house. I said, we're going to buy one. They said, we can't buy a house. We don't have any money. I said, you don't need any money. They said, what do you mean we don't need any money? I said, you haven't decided to buy a house. What the hell do you need the money for? Now, that is so light you could easily pass that over.
They didn't need the money because they hadn't made a decision to buy the house. If you make the decision to do it, once you make the decision, you have already done it in your mind. You have flipped your mind onto a different frequency. You will then begin to attract to you whatever is required for the manifestation of what it is you've decided to do.